His name is Mama Bulo. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. If you've just joined us for the first time, we are welcoming you. We say feel welcome here as we have a jam-packed show. We know today is what we call a Friday. As we are seeing, Hosa Hosa weekend, we welcome you tonight as we are in left with 296 days to finish the year 2026. Remember, the year is already started, but it's going to finish. Huh? The year is already started, but anytime the year can finish. I want to hear from you, Ogore. As today is Friday, where are you listening from? You can just do us a favor. A favor that you can do, you can just take us on your Facebook page. What you can do, you can take us and send us, Ogore. You are listening from a certain place. For example, if you are listening from South Africa, you will just say SA. Then if you are listening from Zimbabwe, you just ZM, meaning that you said, I've joined you guys. I'm listening from here. What we'll do, we'll be able to welcome you here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. 2013 is a time here at By the Grace Radio. What I'm going to do right now, I just want to give you the song as I welcome you. As we are seeing Hosa, 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 Hosa weekend. Hosa, Hosa, Hosa weekend. And where are you listening from? And how was your week? Remember, from Monday to Friday, you've been going to work. You want to hear from your Gore, how was this week? Feel Gore, this week was long, or do you feel like Gore, this week was short? Now, the song that you are hearing, it's an instrumental song that it is playing. It's saying, Tula Moya Wame. What a song there by Precious G. Ari Tula Moya Wame. If you've just joined us, we're saying, we love you so much. Make sure that you don't drop the dial, as we have a lot of things that we are going to talk about. That is a Precious GM. Ari Tula Moya Wami from the album Nigu Niga Ubu Kolwami. This was done in 2016. What a song that we are using. We're going to continue to use this song until we finish our show. Remember, tonight we're going to continue with what we've been talking about yesterday, that talks about fasting, a corporate fasting. What you need to know about fasting. Now, let me just give you this wonderful, wonderful song as I welcome you on this day. Wherever you are, I just want to welcome you with this wonderful, wonderful song by the woman of God, who is a pastor, Dr. Patient Ntudi. The song is Muimeri. Muimeri, that's the song that I'm giving it to you. We are all going to dance together for this song, Yauri Muimeri. And wherever you are, we are going to dance together. Wherever you are, we're gonna do all those together. Let me give you the song by Patient Uli Ari Muimeri. It's a song I'm giving it to you. And day after, what we're gonna do, Nalwena, we're gonna continue here at By the Grace Radio. Nalwena, we're going to do a lot of things. What you can do, you can perhaps do us a favor. The favor that you can do is by perhaps maybe sending us the message to the number +2783289465. Let me repeat, +2783289465. Let me repeat, +2783289465. That's the number that you can use to engage with us. Let me give you this song by Patient. Thereafter, we shall continue. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we are doing, we are saying welcome, welcome, welcome on this day, a beautiful Friday. Enjoy to listen to this song. You can even wear your shoes. You can even wear sibelane and dance for this song. The song by Dr. Patient Tuli Ari Muimeri. Continue to enjoy the song. Yes. How many of you still remember this song? This song is an old song. We Mary by Dr. Patient Ntuli. The time now is 2023 CAT Central African Time. As I welcome, we are saying Hoza, Hoza, Hoza weekend. That's what we are saying. We are saying Hoza, Hoza weekend here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Time to meditate is the name of the show. Hoza, Hoza weekend. Today is Friday. We want to hear from you. Where are you? What are you doing? What is happening wherever you are? That is what that song it is saying there by Dr. Patient Ntuli. Remember, she's a pastor. She has a church in Polokwane. Dr. Patient Ntuli. Now, the time is exactly 2024 CAT, Central African Time. We continue to thank God here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The number that you can continue to use to engage with us, it's 083-289-4658 plus 2783-289-4658. That is a number that you can use perhaps to engage with us. That's a number that you can use perhaps to send us even the announcement. That's a number that you can use in perhaps if there's something that you want us to know. You are still here with me, John, and my senior, Mr. Mamabolo. We have a jam-packed show tonight. There are a lot of things that we're going to do here at By the Grace Radio. Remember, I told you that tonight we are going to continue with what we're talking about. All you need to know about the corporate prayer. All that you need to know about corporate prayer. We're going to continue with this point that talks about a false teaching of Daniel's prayer. Remember, as we're saying, all you need to know about corporate fasting is that the length of corporate fasting. Now we're going to do a false teaching of Daniel's prayer. In other words, for the past 2 days, we did the length of a corporate fasting. Now today, we're going to do a false teaching of Daniel's prayer. Whatever you are, don't drop the dial. We have a lot of things that we're going to do. Now, when I want us to say this word after me as we are doing a daily prayer. Now, when you read the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 43. Now, because the prayer that we're going to do or the words that we're going to say, it is come from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 43. It says, "Dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name." Say this way, "Dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name. I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name." That is comes from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 43. If you read that book, when you start from 1 Kings chapter number 18, I want us to read so that you can understand something. Why, when we say, "Dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name." While we are here, there's a song that it is sang by Mercy Chiwo, RXS Love. Remember, this prayer or this way that we are in, daily prayer, it says, "Dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name." Now, the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 18, verse number 41. If you found it, it says, "Then Elijah said to the king, 'Now go and eat. I hear the roar of rain approaching.'" Elijah told Ahab, "Go and eat, because I hear a heavy rain coming. I hear a heavy rain coming." These are the words of Willing Elijah. When he told the king Ahab, he said, "Then Elijah said to King Ahab, 'Now go and drink. A heavy rain is coming.'" Verse number 42. So the king Ahab went to eat. At the same time, Elijah climbed to the top of mountain Carmel. At the top of the mountain, Elijah bent down. He put his head between his knees. Then Elijah said to his servant, "Go up higher and look toward the sea." The servant went and looked. He came back and said, "I saw nothing." Listen to this. So King Ahab went to eat at the same time. Elijah climbed to the top of Mountain Carmel. At the top of the mountain, Elijah bent down. He put his head between his knees. Then Elijah said to his servant, "Go up higher and look toward the sea." The servant went and looked. He came back and said, "I saw nothing." Elijah told him, "Go, look again." This happened 7 times. Remember, 7 times Elijah telling his servant, he said to him, "Go and look," for 7 times. But remember, Elijah told King Ahab that he should go and eat. You see the heavy rain coming. There was no rain, but he believed that there's a heavy rain that is coming, but there was no rain. But he's telling the king, He said, go and eat. I see a heavy rain coming. Remember last night I gave you the quote of the day by Martin Luther King, you must act. I gave you that, and we also read in the book of Hebrews that talks about faith, that faith is like seeing something, is believing in something that you never see. But here he's saying, Elijah said, go and eat. I see a heavy rain coming. But there was no rain. But he told the king that go and eat. I see a heavy rain coming. That's why this, what we are saying as we are doing daily prayer, we say, dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name. That is 1 Kings 18:43. As we are reading, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name. He said, go and look for the 7 times. He went and looked for the 7 times. Now, verse number 44. The 7th time, the 7 came back and said, I saw a small cloud, the size of a man's fist, that was coming in from the sea. Elijah told the servant, go tell the king Ahab to get his chariots ready and go home now. If he does not leave now, the rain will stop him. But remember, there was nothing, because his servant went 3 times. He did not see anything. Verse number 45. After a short time, the sky covered with dark clouds, the wind began to blow, and a heavy rain began to fall. Ahab got in his chariot and started back to Jezreel. He said, I see a heavy rain coming, but there was no rain. Now we are saying, dear Lord, I choose to trust you and your goodness, knowing that you are faithful in everything, in Jesus' name. I choose to trust in you. Now I'm giving you the song by Mercy Chiwo. The song is from the album The Cross My Gaze. Excess Love is the name of the song by Mercy Chiwo. Now, she is a singer, a Nigerian gospel singer and a writer, and she's also actress. She has gained recognition after winning the 2nd season of Nigerian Idols. Remember, she did Nigerian Idols in 2017. She signed a record contract with Eze Concept. She has released the album The Cross My Castle in 2018, certified in 2020, and Overwhelming Victory in 2024, and Win His Will in 2025. That is Mercy Ndendachio. I'm giving you that song, Yari, Excess Love. And after that song, we're going to continue here at Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Remember, she's born in 5 September 1990, and she's married to a Blessed Otiu. They married in 2022. I'm just gonna give you this song that talks about excess love, and day after, what we're gonna do? We are going to continue here at Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The song is coming, Excess Love. And day after, what we're gonna do, we shall continue. Enjoy the song.
And joy, You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh.
Too much.
much. What a song there by Mercy Ari. Thank you for loving me. Texas love. Wherever you are, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly now the hour. The time is exactly the hour 20:41 CAT, Central African Time. That is the time here at By the Grace Radio. What you can do is, if there's something that you want to share with us, you can do so, as I said, by using the number +2783 289 4658. Now, today, what happened is Shivambu donated 105 pairs of his school shoes to Tembisa Peoples on his 43rd birthday. Now, remember, the school will be open, but we are still waiting for what we call the results to see who have passed or did not make it. Now, the former EFF Deputy President, African Union leader, Floyd, marked his 42rd birthday with a donation of 105 pair shoes to disadvantaged peoples in Tembisa. That's what he did there that day. He had to go there in Winnie Mandela Primary School in Tembisa, where he had to donate 105 pairs of shoes. As he took it handover took place on Wednesday as part of his birthday. Now, that is why the donation came after the committee asked for help on a 9-year-old child without a wheelchair. Africa Maibuya Nesnyang, spokesperson Sidney Baloui, said the driver was probably disadvantaged children. That's what happened there that day. He donated 105 pairs of shoes. He did a good thing. Now, Luena, you can as well donate. But, you know, this. I think one day we'll talk about the difference between donation and giving. Because most of the time we are seeing people, when they give, they make sure that they publish on Facebook so that people can see what they've been given. But Bible, it does not allow that. But it's something we're going to talk about. I'm not saying what, because Shivambu, what he did there, he decided to give. He just gave them the donation as he was donating for the shoes, because he realized that there were children who did not have a shoe, so he decided to donate for those children. And he did a good thing. Now, if as well, Luena, you want to do to take part in donating, you can do so. Nobody can stop you from donating, right? Nobody can stop you from donating. If you feel you want to donate, you can as well donate. Now, what are we gonna do as we are continuing? We're gonna go to the Word of God, but we're gonna take the birthday wishes. We're gonna tell you what happened on this day. We're gonna say and do a lot of things here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, as we are continuing, now I'm gonna give you the quote of the day by Martin Luther King, with the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful quote that I want to give it to you. And after, what we're gonna do, we shall continue here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I hope and believe that you are still good. I hope and believe that everything is still well by your side. All right? I hope and believe everything is still well by your side. Learn are sharp, learn are well here at By the Grace Radio. We are still together as we are still seeing time to meditate. Now, what we're going to do right now, we're going to give you the quote of the day. And after the quote of the day, we will go to the Word of God. And after the Word of God, we shall leave you and we shall love you, because the time now is 20:45. What you can do us a favor. Maybe you can even invite a friend or a friend. That time has arrived where we're going to hear the word of God. You can do that. Well, my friend, that time has arrived where we're going to hear the word of God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the word of God and hear Hore Modimo Re. Remember, we're going to continue with what we've been talking about. We're going to continue with what I said we're going to talk about here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul, that is what we will do. Now, what we're going to do as well, because remember, we have a lot of things that we're going to do. We're doing lots and lots here. Now, what I'm going to do right now, we are going to give you the code of the day. And after the code of the day, we will make sure that we are going to give you the song. And after the song, we shall go to what happened on this day. And thereafter, we will give you another song. And we'll have a time to go to the word of God. Is that right? Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Don't drop the dial. We are still here. We will be with you. Everything is still okay. We are still alright, Lerona. Let's do this. Let us do this. As we're giving you the code of the day. Now, the code of the day, it is written by Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr., he was the civil rights. He was born in, he was an American civil rights activist and Baptist minister who was a leader of civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. Now, he wrote this wonderful, wonderful quote that I'm going to give it to you. It talks about darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That is Martin Luther King with the wonderful, wonderful song. With the wonderful, wonderful quote that is giving to us that nothing can stop. All right? Nothing, like he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Light can do that. Light can do that. That's very easy. Eh? Light can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness, but only light can do that. Only light can do that. That's a good thing. Eh? Only light can do that. It's very easy. Eh? It's very easy. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying darkness cannot, but it's only light that can do that. Let me repeat. I'm saying it's only light that can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. But it's only light that can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. But only love can do that. Only love can do that. Alright. Let me do this. I'm going to give you this wonderful, wonderful song. And thereafter, what we're going to do, we're going to continue. I'm going to give you this wonderful song by... Alright. Let us read this before we continue. The light shine in the darkness, and the darkness has not defeated it. You see, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not defeated it. That's why Martin Luther King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. He said, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not defeated it. Don't let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. That is Romans 12 verse 21. And John 1 5 it said, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not defeated it. So I'm just going to give you the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. The song that talks about we were foreigners. Now that song, I remember when they were doing it, they featured the late Apostle Dr. S.D. Gumbi. The late Dr. S.D. Gumbi with the song that saying we were foreigners. Now that's a song that I'm gonna give it to you. And after that song, what we're gonna do, we shall continue. After I give you the number one, we will give you the what happened on this day. And thereafter, I will give you another song by Minister G.U.G. And from there, we shall go to the scripture reading of today. As we have told you, that we are going to continue with what we've been talking about. Don't forget, as we are seeing today, it's Friday. Hosa, 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 hosa weekend. Eh? Hosa, 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 hosa weekend. What's your plan for tomorrow? Right. Let me give you this song by We Were Foreigners. That's the name of the song. And thereafter, we shall continue. Okay, nevertheless, there are some other technical issues, but that cannot stop us from reading the Word of God. That cannot stop us from fellowshipping here at Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, because you are here. If you want to interact with us, you can do so. Now, let me just give you that song as I promised you. The song that sing, we are foreigners. Then, thereafter, what we can do is we shall continue. Alright? Let me give you that song. Let's hope that song will play. And from there, we shall go to the reading of the Word of God. Now, let us wait for that song. We Were Foreigners. That is a song that I'm giving it to you. While the song is coming, let us prepare just to go to the Word of God. Or what we can do, let us go straight to the Word of God. And so that we can continue. Now, the Word of God, tonight we're going to continue with what we've been talking about. When we talk about all you need to know about corporate fasting. All you need to know about corporate fasting. And yesterday and day before, we started by saying the length of corporate fasting, that was number one. Number two is false teaching of Daniel's fasting. Number three, what should we eat actually? Number four, when to fast actually. Yesterday and day before yesterday, we did the length of corporate fasting. Now today we will do a false teaching of Daniel's fasting. Alright, that's what we are doing today at Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. That's what we are doing tonight as we continue. Now, we're starting here. A false teaching of a Daniel fasting. Daniel, a fine young man which has no blemish, was favored, skilled, wise, charming with knowledge and understanding science, was to be given a daily diet without the royal and royal wine as well during his training before waking in a parliament office. Remember, before they should start working, they had to, if you can read Daniel, I want us just to read Daniel chapter number 1 so that you can understand. Now, royal food here also means the meat and wine which was dedicated to the Babylon gods. Possibly this include swine meat, which was dedicated to Babylon by forbidden to the Jewish. For 10 days, Daniel ate only vegetables, not fruit either. He ate vegetable and drank only water. A different diet, not like a slice of cucumber a day or a carrot a day or anything similar to that. Please note, this was not a fasting. This was a change of diet because the diet they chose for him was forbidden by the Jewish law. He was not fasting. He was avoiding to define himself with food dedicated to the Babylonian. Now, when you read Daniel chapter number 1, verse number 8, let us read. Daniel chapter 1, verse number 8, as we read. Daniel chapter 1, verse number 8. But now, I want us, let's just start from verse number 1. It said, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and surrounded in with his army. This happened during the third year that Jehoiakim was king of Judah. The king allowed Nebuchadnezzar to defeat Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Nebuchadnezzar took all the dishes and other things from God's temple and carried them to Babylon. He put those things in the temple of his gods. The king Nebuchadnezzar ordered Abiathar, the man in charge of his office, to bring some of the boys into place to train them. He wanted to include boys from among the Israelites, from important Judean family and from the royal family of Judah. The king Nebuchadnezzar wanted only healthy boys who did not have any breaches, scars, or anything wrong with their bodies. He wanted handsome, smart young men who were able to learn things quick and easy to serve in his place. He told Abiathar to teach these young men the language and writing of the Chaldeans. King Nebuchadnezzar gave the young men a certain amount of food and wine every day. This was the same kind of food that he ate. He wanted them to be trained for 3 years. After that, they will become servants of the king of Babylon for 3 years. Among those young men were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the tribe of Judah. Azariah gave them Babylon name, which Daniel knew name was Belshazzar. Hananiah was Shadrach. Mikael was Meshach, and Azariah was Abednego. These were their Babylonian name because they had their name. Now they had to give them Babylonian name. Listen to this. Daniel did not want to eat the king's rich food and wine because it would make him unclean. So he asked Azariah for permission not to make himself unclean in this way. God causes Azariah, the man in charge of the official, to be kind and loyal to Daniel. But Azariah told Daniel, "I'm afraid of my master the king. He ordered me to give you this food and drink. If you don't eat this food, you will begin to look weak and sick. You will look worse than other young men your age. The king will see this and he will become angry with me. He may cut off my head and it will be your fault." Then Daniel talked to the guard who had been put in charge of Daniel. Ananias, Mishael, and he said, "Please give us the rest. He said, please give us this test for 10 days. Don't give us anything but vegetable to eat. And water to drink. Then, after 10 days, compare us with the other young men who eat the king's food. See for yourself who look healthier and decide how you want to treat us, your servant." Now, that's why we are seeing here that was not fasting, but it was what they decided to eat. Hurry, we only eat this. Now,
Daniel became a firm believer in the mighty God, a Jewish at heart, convinced the prime of Israel of not to eat such food, but to have a different non-royal diet instead, a diet which was not defining. Hence, after 10 days, through the favor of God upon him and other three men with him. You see, after that's what I'm saying, when you are continuing as we read verse number 14. So the God agreed to test Daniel, Ananias, Michael, and Azariah for 10 days. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier than all the younger men who ate the king's food. So the God continued to take away the king's special food and wine to give only vegetable Daniel and Ananias. God gave these four young men wisdom and ability to learn many things, kind of writing signs. Daniel could understand all kinds of visions and dreams. Alright, Daniel could understand all kinds of visions and dreams. That's why now we are talking about Ogore. That was not a fasting, but it was a diet that Daniel decided. Daniel started fasting in chapter 9 of Daniel. Let's read Daniel chapter 9. Verse number 3. Or we can start from verse number 1. Right, we can start from verse number 1. Alright, let's start from verse number 1. These things happened during the first year of Darius, son of Amaniah, was king. Darius was a Mede by birth, he was appointed to be king of Babylon. During his first year as king, I was studying the scripture and noticed in the Lord's message to Jeremiah that 70 years will pass before Jerusalem will be rebuilt. That is what Daniel is saying. Then I turned to the Lord God, I prayed to him and asked him for help. I did this not to eat any food. I put ashes on my head and put on clothes that showed I was sad. Then I turned to the Lord, I prayed. I did not eat, meaning he was fasting. I prayed to the Lord my God and told him about my sins. And Lord, you are great and awesome. You keep your agreement of love and kindness. You keep your agreement of love and kindness. You see, you keep Lord my God and told him about all my sins. Agreement with people who obey your commandment. That's what God does. He keep his agreement with people that he love. And he keep his agreement and kindness with people he love. Also, he keep his agreement with the people who follow his commandment. That's what he does. That is what God does. That's what God does. That is what Daniel Abuile Mola, he said. Abuile Jalo, Daniel said. Abua, he said it. Are you keep your agreement. You keep your agreement. That's what he said. You keep your agreement. You keep your agreement. That's what he said. Are you keep your agreement with people that you love. You keep your agreement with people that love. That's why we are trying to show you that day. Then started first in chapter number 3. Now, let us compare in Daniel chapter 3. The first day of Darius as a king, then since I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting, and he said in Daniel 10 verse number 2. Listen, Daniel chapter 10 verse number 2. Now, Daniel chapter 10 verse number 2, it read as follows, if you have found it. It's saying there, during the third year that Darius was the king of Babylon, these things were shown to Daniel. Daniel's other name is Belteshazzar. They are true but very hard to understand. Daniel understood them because they were explained to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, was very sad for 3 weeks. The other one will say, I, Daniel, was praying for 3 weeks. Meaning he was mourning. He was very sad for 3 weeks. Full 3 weeks. Let me repeat. full 3 weeks. That's what Daniel was. He was set. He was set seeking the face of God. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 9, he fasted for a day. Most likely, 10 and 3 was mourning for 20 days. So we draw conclusion that fasting is something of mourning in this case. You will be the judge. You see, should we say mourning and fasting? Because in chapter number 10, it said he was mourning. Mourning. Right? He was mourning. That's what he did. He was mourning. Now, we shall continue with what should we eat actually during fasting. That will do it tomorrow. Now, the time now is 20:07. CAT, Central African time. The time for me to leave you, to love you, has arrived. But I want to give you the song that I have promised you. The song by... let me give you this song by... This song by Umay Praise. They were in a Santen AGF where they have featured Dr. S.D. Kumbi the late and Bishop T. Twala and Mama Faith Kanyile, Glory of the Last Days. That was before the late Dr. Kumbi should pass on. Now they did that song with the Glory of the Last Days. Now I'm gonna give you that song, and after that song, in other words, with that song I'm saying bye bye. We shall meet tomorrow. Good night. You can continue to interact with us on the number +2783 289 4658. You can even find us on Facebook, also on YouTube you can do so. My name is John, and I'm leaving you with this song, "We Were Foreigners." I'm saying bye-bye. In relation to you.
The sons of God.